The aging Queen Victoria had not seen her fairy, her mirror, for many years now. It was just too much. The form the Mirror Queen took was losing definition, and she was told would die of old age soon, just like herself. Not something Her Majesty really wanted to watch. One day late in her reign, the Queen sat with her adviser on the Fairy Kingdom, a man of long service. She had been reading a report on the asylum and the creature that had been found there. Was it true, as the fairy folk had said, that these creatures had been damaged by men? Or was it that the doctor had found the true fairy form? The adviser said he didn't know, only reported what had been found and what must be done. The mirror people wanted to be left alone. They had had enough. They had trusted the Queen, and she had led them to a life of madness. Not that the adviser said this. He just repeated that they wanted to go away, and they wanted a sanctuary for the two damaged folk. "Can such a place be built?" she asked. The adviser said that containment of the damaged fairies was possible, as with the recently captured murderer. "Where is he at present?" "I have him here, as per your Majesty's command," he said, pulling out a jar from a case, vacuum sealed, so that the monstrous creature could not escape. Inside the jar, the monster warped in and out of all the personalities of murderers he had been, and was quite insane. The Queen shivered in revulsion. They were right. These creatures must be put away, safely. "Have you the plans?" she asked. "A basic plan, yes, ma'am. We're looking for architects. Luckily, we only have to safely hold two of the creatures." "No," interjected the Queen. "All of them." "All of them." The adviser swallowed. "That would be a considerably larger project, difficult to achieve in secret. To build a secure holding centre for all of them would require a lot of money and many, many workers, and workers will talk, ma'am." But the Queen remained firm. "We will just have to get them to build it for us, then." For, after all these years, the Queen had decided. The mirror people were to be tricked, locked away. They were not fairies, mirrors, or even people. They were demons. Monsters. They were trolls. And they were to be entombed for the good of the Empire. End of prologue.